If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
It's late summer 1941 in Leningrad, the second largest city in the Soviet Union. A school teacher named Maria hurries a group of young children through the streets. Overhead, German fighter planes swoop low, spewing machine gun fire. Maria has the children stick close to the brick walls of the buildings lining the street, desperately trying to find safety. A month ago, Nazi Germany broke its non-aggression pact with the USSR and attacked Russia with the biggest invasion force in the history of warfare. Since then, German forces have advanced rapidly. Now, Leningrad is under attack, and Maria is risking her life to evacuate the children in her care before the Germans cut off all escape routes from the city. A bomb lands at the other end of the street, and the children throw themselves to the ground. Maria urges them back to their feet again. They're too exposed to enemy fire out in the open. Maria decides they must get to the train station, so they have to keep moving. But as the children get up, another plane roars overhead. Bullets shatter the windows in a nearby apartment block, and the children scream. But Maria can see the train station entrance now. It isn't far. Picking up one small child who's sobbing uncontrollably, she hurries the others along the street as fast as she can. Finally, they run into the train station's cavernous lobby. It's packed with people also desperate to escape the city. Maria knows the children with her are more protected here than out on the streets, but she also knows they won't truly be safe until they've escaped Leningrad. It will take several more weeks for the German forces to finally cut off the last safe route out of Leningrad. But after that, there will be no escape. Nearly 3 million people will be left trapped inside the city, and they'll remain there for almost 900 days. More than 1 million soldiers and civilians will die, and Leningrad will be reduced to ash and rubble before the longest siege of World War II finally comes to an end on January 27, 1944. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is January 27th, 1944, the end of the Siege of Leningrad. It's August 9th, 1942, at the Grand Philharmonia Hall in Leningrad, almost a year into the siege of the city. Backstage, 35-year-old orchestra conductor Carl Eliasberg paces nervously, his three-piece suit flapping loosely around his emaciated body. Carl is preparing for the most important performance of his life, but the constant artillery fire outside is making it difficult to focus. When German leader Adolf Hitler ordered his generals to invade the USSR in 1941, he confidently predicted a speedy victory. German intelligence suggested that the Soviet Red Army was poorly armed and would not be able to mobilize in time to repel the Germans. But after its initial advance, the German offensive was slowed by unexpectedly fierce resistance. When the invasion extended into winter, Hitler was forced to rethink Germany's military strategy. Rather than seek a quick victory, he instead vowed to burn the USSR to the ground, and there was no place he wanted to destroy more than Leningrad, the birthplace of Bolshevism, named after the father of the revolution, Vladimir Lenin. And by 1941, Leningrad was surrounded. During the winter, the Soviets could resupply Leningrad through a single route known as the Road of Life, a dangerous crossing across a frozen lake. But now that it's summer, the lake has thawed, and Leningrad is completely cut off from the outside world. Stocks of medicine are dwindling, food stores are nearly depleted, and no one is sure how much longer the city will hold. Facing the prospect of starvation or annihilation, the people of Leningrad are in need of a morale boost, so orchestra conductor Carl hopes that a rousing concert will be a welcome distraction. During the first weeks of the German invasion, composer Dmitri Shostakovich began writing a symphony he titled Leningrad. As a resident of the city, he continued composing his music even as bombs fell around him. And although the symphony was completed outside Leningrad, the work came to symbolize the resistance of the Soviet people, so authorities decided to perform it inside the besieged city itself. The sheet music was flown in covertly by night and presented to Leningrad's most famous orchestra. Speakers were then installed in the streets to allow all citizens to listen in, and now Carl is ready to lead his musicians in the most remarkable performance he's ever given. But it will only work if the shelling stops so that people can actually hear it. Carl peers out of a window, careful to stand back in case the glass suddenly shatters. But he realizes it's not German artillery going off, it's Soviet guns that are firing. Despite the shortage of ammunition, Soviet generals have authorized a special attack designed to silence the Germans for just this one evening. As the time of the performance approaches, the Soviet guns stop firing, and since the Germans are pinned down in their bunkers by the onslaught, they aren't in a position to return fire on Leningrad, so the city is suddenly and miraculously quiet. Carl hurries into the auditorium. Leningrad officials, politicians, and military officers are waiting for him in the tiered seating. But Carl is thinking more about the far larger audience of ordinary people outside. He smiles at his nervous musicians. And just like the city, the orchestra is a shadow of its former self. Almost half of Carl's musicians are gone, evacuated, starved to death, or killed by enemy artillery. The empty chairs scattered across the stage are a bitter reminder of what all of them have lost. Carl takes a deep breath. Then he raises his baton, lowers it softly, and his ragtag orchestra of starved and traumatized musicians begins to play. The 90-minute symphony is composed of four movements: War, Reminiscence, Home Expanses, and Victory. The early acts reflect the horror of the siege, while the later movements promise a Soviet triumph to come. Outside, the streets are filled with the music, and the people of Leningrad listen intently. They know the symbolism of the performance, and they're proud of their stubborn resistance. Rather than falling to the German army as Hitler predicted, the Nazis remain outside the city, frustrated at a stalemate and terrified of the coming winter. When the performance is over, Carl lowers his baton and turns to accept the applause of the audience. His orchestra's music will act as a ray of hope across the besieged city, but darker days will follow. The German assault will continue for almost 6 months more, and thousands will die before the Soviet army will finally stage a daring counterassault in the hope of breaking the relentless siege and bringing relief to the people of Leningrad.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
It's early on February 10, 1943, just outside the Russian town of Krasny Bor, 17 months after the siege of Leningrad began. The sun has not yet risen, meaning that 46-year-old Soviet Lieutenant General Vladimir Zviradov must squint through the darkness at his enemy. Though he can't yet make them out, General Zviradov knows that there are Spanish volunteers allied with the Germans entrenched between his own forces and Krasny Bor. The town lies 12 miles southeast of the center of Leningrad, on the main road to the Soviet capital, Moscow. The Spanish troops defending it are dug in deep, but General Zviradov has been tasked with capturing the town and punching a hole in the enemy forces, which have been strangling Leningrad for a year and a half. Since the siege began, the people of Leningrad have relied on small supplies of food and medicine sneaked through enemy lines. Initially, the road of life across the frozen lake was the only route in for aid. But recently, a Soviet attack opened up another corridor. At 5 miles wide, this new route was big enough to build a railroad through it, but the trains were still in range of enemy artillery. Every attempt to reach Leningrad was fraught with danger. Many lives were lost running the gauntlet of enemy guns. So a few days ago, General Zviradov was told to widen the corridor by capturing the town of Krasny Bor. If he fails, he knows that hundreds of thousands more Soviet civilians and soldiers will die of starvation, and the Germans may finally achieve their goal of breaking the will of the defenders of Leningrad. But if General Zviradov succeeds, the Soviet army may be able to put the German invaders on the back foot and begin the liberation of Leningrad. As the sun rises, General Zviradov orders his men to begin the attack. 1,000 guns fire simultaneously, catching the Spanish by surprise. Dirt, ice, and rubble fly into the air as the ground is ripped apart by explosions. Through his binoculars, General Zviradov watches as hundreds of Spanish troops are cut down by the relentless Soviet barrage. But the Spanish volunteers are zealous believers in the fascist cause, and they don't retreat. So after 2 hours of non-stop shelling, General Zviradov orders a frontal assault. There are only 6,000 Spanish soldiers against his nearly 40,000 Soviet troops and 30 tanks, but the Red Army has been weakened by months of limited rations, and General Zviradov knows the Spanish will put up a fierce resistance. The Soviet soldiers approach the Spanish defenses in tanks, on foot, and on skis, and they have to fight for every yard of their advance. The Spanish soldiers sprint from their foxholes and trenches, launching grenades and Molotov cocktails. They form choke points to slow the advance and spring deadly ambushes from hidden bunkers. The casualties are horrific. But eventually, the sheer weight of numbers on the Red Army's side win the day. General Zviradov's men fight their way through the defenses and into the town of Krasny Bor. By the time they do, the sun is high in the sky, and the destruction wrought by the Soviet artillery is plain to see. Spanish soldiers lie in the rubble, wounded and dying. Medics scramble among the wreckage, carrying the injured away to a makeshift hospital. But General Sviridov isn't prepared to show mercy. Just as Adolf Hitler is willing to destroy Leningrad to teach the Soviet people a lesson, so General Sviridov is willing to annihilate the enemy forces at Krasny Bar to complete his mission. He lifts a radio to his mouth and orders his artillery to bombard the town's hospital and his snipers to target the medics. After hours of fighting, only a handful of Spanish soldiers remain alive inside Krasny Bar. Soviet tanks then proceed to their main objective, the town's train station, where the last Spanish defenders are soon killed. When General Sviridov finally walks through the rubble and into the train station, his officers tell him that the attack has cost them nearly 10,000 men, but the town is back in Soviet hands. This Battle of Krasny Bor will go down in history as one of the most vicious battles of World War II. The Soviet victory there will be less decisive than expected, though. Although the Soviets have broken through German lines, elsewhere the enemy will respond by digging in even deeper. The deadly siege of Leningrad will continue, and it will take another, even more brutal assault a year later to finally liberate the city.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
So it's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
In It's January 27, 1944, in the field of Mars, a large square in the center of Leningrad, 872 days after the siege began. 49-year-old Soviet General Leonid Gavrov raises his saber high above his head. He holds it there, enjoying the sense of anticipation that ripples through the vast crowd of men before him. The siege of Leningrad is over, and the city is free. 18 months ago, General Gavrov was appointed commander of the Soviet forces in Leningrad. He launched a number of offensives on the Germans surrounding the city, and bit by bit, he seized and widened corridors through enemy lines to allow more supplies through. Then, only 2 weeks ago, General Gavrov stepped up his campaign. He ordered a wider counterattack that pushed the Germans and their allies away from Leningrad, finally lifting the siege of the city after more than 2 years. Although the Soviet attack continues to push the enemy away from Leningrad, Soviet leader Joseph Stalin has declared that the siege is over, and General Gavrov has returned to Leningrad to lead the city's celebrations. The general slowly lowers his uplifted saber, and 324 guns lined up in neat rows fire simultaneously. For the first time in years, the people of Leningrad don't run for cover when they hear the sound of artillery. Instead, the crowd cheers the loud explosions. It's soon followed by another, and another, and in total, the guns fire 24 volleys. And as this artillery rings out in celebration, the guns on Soviet warships offshore open fire too. A few church bells join in, although there aren't many that have survived the German bombardment. Instead, Leningrad is a scene of devastation. Few buildings have survived unscathed, and no one knows for certain how many Soviet citizens and soldiers have been killed or died of sickness and starvation during the long months of the German assault. The siege of Leningrad will be remembered as one of the most brutal battles of a brutal war. But the city's successful resistance will also become a symbol of Soviet defiance. In his symphony, inspired by the city, composer Dmitri Shostakovich promised that after all Leningrad's suffering, victory would one day come, and he was right. Eventually, Red Army soldiers will advance more than 1,000 miles to the German capital of Berlin, where they will bring an end to Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime, 15 months after the siege of Leningrad ended on January 27, 1944. Next on History Daily, January 28, 1069. The death of the Earl of Northumbria leads William the Conqueror to unleash a terrible vengeance on the people of Northern England. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily. Hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Molly Bach. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by Owen Long, edited by Scott Reeves, managing producer Emily Burr. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.